time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, what are the youth up to?
Aubrey, we're going to talk some high school swimming today. We have a swim meet, kind of a crosstown showdown.
Crosstown splashdown?
The wet version of that's coming up. And it's interesting that I'm in here to talk swimming, even though David Campbell, our other high school guy, is the father of a former swimmer. You know, his daughter Emma swam. My son Drew didn't swim. So it doesn't make any difference. Ryan Goodwin's our guest today. He's the A&M Consolidated Swimming Coach. Ryan, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Hey, great. Thanks for being with us. The reason we wanted to have Ryan on is because you guys will be taking on Bryan High tomorrow, right? Now, can you just kind of give us the particulars on that, Ryan, when and where and that type of thing?
The meet is at the College Station Auditorium, which is connected to College Station Middle School on Rock Prairie Road. Back at the back by the football field and by the tennis courts. The warm-ups will start at 5:30. The meet will actually start at 6:30.
Okay, 6:30. Now, that's interesting, Ryan, because in the past, very often, you guys have held these meets, particularly the bigger meets in the spring when you compete with them and you have district and regionals and stuff like that. A lot of that's been over at the A&M Natatorium. Does this signal any kind of a change, or is this just for this particular meet?
We always have all of our dual meets at our pool,
right,
or at the team or something, except that last meet of the year against Bryan. And we
right.
usually tend to start and end the year with Bryan.
Right.
So every year we swim Bryan as our first dual meet, and then we do it again right at the very end before we go to districts and regions in January.
So you guys will be over at the A&M pool for that one.
Yes, that'll be our senior night and everything.
Right, okay. Ryan, tell us let's talk about fall swimming. I've talked to you about this before. Swimming is one of the sports, and probably most of the sports that we cover at the high school level these days. Kids pretty much train and prepare year-round. Certainly that's the case with swimming. I know I'll ask you in the when we're starting the spring season up, you know, what kind of shape your kids are in. And you say you gave them a week or two off, and then you tore them down and worked them so hard, and we're building them back up. But this is all part of the process, right, when you guys are competing in the fall, because your meets in the spring are when you win district championships and regionals and go to state. This is just part of the process, right?
Correct. We, you know, districts, regions, and state happen January, February. That's when things, you know, officially matter, but we use all of our dual meets leading up to that. As I tell the kids, it's information gathering. This is where I try kids in different events, try out different relay orders, see which one's the fastest, you know, find which kids have strengths that maybe you wouldn't have known if you hadn't put them in a different event and made them try something different. So my dual meet record, obviously when we go into the meet, my goal is to win any meet we go into, but ultimately my dual meet record doesn't mean anything to me because I don't always put my best lineup in every single event because I'm trying to figure out, hey, I've never had this kid in breaststroke, let's see how he does, or I've never tried this girl in the 500, let's see how she does, and, you know, figure out so that when it does matter at the end, I know I've got my best lineup ready to go.
Right. That's an interesting philosophy because that's what Aubrey does with the radio show here. He doesn't usually think of me as being the best in the lineup, but he throws me in there just in case, you know, he might happen upon something every once in a while. Talk about this, Ryan. I find this interesting. You have got an established program with a history of success. You've been there at Consol, and it is what it is. I mean, you guys swim well. That's what you do. You compete. You have success there. Bryan has had a lot of turnover. You guys are going to have a dual meet with Bryan tomorrow. You'll swim with them in that last meet of the regular season for senior night for both teams. And then you'll compete with them in district and some of them on in regionals and maybe even state. But they've had a lot of change and turnover. It's like you're the guy who's the constant through all this. You know, if you get a Brian coach, sometimes I guess with the new ones, you might have to almost kind of talk them through it. It's got to be a little bit tough when there's been a good bit of shuffling over there.
Well, the coach they have this year, she has been the assistant for a while, so it's not a complete turnover. I mean, yes, they did lose their head coach, but the girl that's their head coach now, she's been there and knows the system, and I think she knows what she's doing. And I've always tried to have a real cordial relationship. I think it's better when both programs get along well than when it's like a we don't like you kind of rivalry. Most of our kids are on the same club team together, so there's a lot of kids that swim for Brian that my kids swim with every night when they go to their club practice. So, you know, when we go to state, you know, with Brian, we travel together a lot of times and we'll go out to eat together. We are different schools, but we kind of treat it as one swimming community. The swimming community in this town is such a tight-knit group as it is that we don't feel the need to divide it. You know, I want to see her kids do just as well as hopefully she wants to see my kids do, because I feel like if we have them to push us, that makes us better.
Right. Our guest today is A&M Consolidated Swimming Coach Ryan Goodwin. The Tigers will have a dual match tomorrow night at 6:30 over at the pool behind College Station Middle School. It'll be a dual meet against the Vikings. Ryan, we've got a few more minutes. I'd like to ask you to tell us about some of your top kids. Probably don't have time just to do the whole roster, because you obviously have a big program and a lot of kids competing. But can you tell us about some of the kids? And that might be based on what they've done in the past, you know, what expectations you have. We'll probably talk to you in the spring as we get closer to district and regionals and state and those things. But tell us some of your leaders, some of your top kids and names that we'll probably either be typing in or reading as we go through the upcoming season.
Some of the obvious ones, Maria De Figueiredo, who was top four in several events last year at state. We're hoping to get her onto the top three podium and maybe even at the top of the podium one or two events. She's going to be one of the top swimmers in the state in her events. She was last year. She's a senior. She's one of our girls' team captains. We have Peter Simmons, who also he was up in the top three to five in multiple events last year as a freshman. We expect him to come back and do more of the same this year. He's one of the top butterflies and backstrokers in the state. We have a young girl who's a freshman this year named Jessica Pang. Had she been on the team last year, she would have been on several of my A relays and probably would have placed at state last year as an eighth grader with what she was doing on the club. She is a junior national level swimmer and just a freakishly talented young lady. And, you know, she's the kind that pushes the boys every morning in practice, because you got senior boys realizing there's a freshman girl over there going that fast. So I'm looking forward to seeing what she does in the water when we get to the postseason and really start getting against the big competition. She's going to be great. We've got just a really good, strong crop of freshmen that came in. And, you know, we've got our traditional guys that have been good for us in the past. Like I said, Peter Simmons. We got a young man named Tobias Doer Garcia, and Tobias, or Toby as we call him. Toby is just, he had a good season last year, and it seems like this summer he kind of found a fire and is really probably my most consistently hard work. I'm looking forward to seeing what comes out of him this year. I'm just really, you know, there's a lot of unknowns because of I know we have a lot of talented freshmen who are coming off of the club. It's going to be fun to see how they react to the high school.
Right.
At club, it's much more age-oriented. So they're 14-year-olds swimming against 14-year-olds. Now they got to step up and swim against seniors who might be 17 and 18. And
right.
It's going to be fun to see how they react.
Well, depth has always been an impressive thing for your program, or I think one of the things that your program always brings to the table. And I know you're very involved with the club scene as well as the high school program, and that's a big part of it. When those freshmen come in there, because you've spent time with them in club, they kind of know you and you know them. Now, in other sports, we would joke around. We had a running joke for a long time about Ross Rogers, the Bryan football coach, because people, when he was back at Consol, people used to say all of a sudden great players always seem to transfer into his program. So we're not going to accuse you of recruiting, but as I look at your, as I hear what you talk about with the roster with some of those freshmen, that's got to be encouraging to you just to see the next crop come in and know that there's more success down the line.
Well, yeah, you know, the Aggie Swim Club is without a doubt, without the club team doing what they do for the young kids, our high school team would not be what it is. I am one of the coaches for the club team, but I coach the little kids. So, you know, I coach little kids that end up going to swim at Bryan, and, you know, and I love that. I love being at State, you know, last year and seeing Harrison or seeing Julia and seeing kids that I've coached when they were little winning State for Bryan. It doesn't matter to me. To me, it's all about the swimming community in this town. But when I do have my Consol hat on, it is fun to have the kids that, you know, they're kids that by the time they graduate high school, I've been coaching them since they were 9 years old. You know, I coached them third, fourth, fifth grade in middle school when they were on the club. Then they left my group to go up to the next group up, and then all of a sudden they come back and I'm coaching them again as high schoolers. So by the time they've graduated, I've coached them for 7-8 years. So that's the part that I like, is getting to see them for that whole long time.
Yeah, and you've been coaching David Campbell and I as far as the sports writing thing for quite a few years, too. That's our friend Ryan Goodwin, A&M Consolidated Swimming Coach. You're going to have a dual match tomorrow evening against Bryan High. That'll be at College Station Middle School's pool at 6:30. And one last thing, Ryan, you're mentioning your good swimmers, and the first one, because of her success, that came up is Maria DeFigueredo, and I just want you to mention to Maria that I have some pulled muscles in my fingers from typing that name over the years, okay?
Yeah, it took me a good year to figure out how to spell wrong. I think one year I ordered her sister's state jacket and spelled the name wrong on her jacket and had to order a new one. So I finally figured out how to spell DeFigueredo. It took me a while.
There you go. That's Ryan Goodwin. Ryan, thanks for the time. I'm sure we will be talking to you in the spring when you guys crank it up. And if Mr. Campbell makes it over there for his assignment tomorrow, don't throw him in the pool.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
There you go, Larry.
That is today's high school report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer proudly supporting the youth of our community. While we're talking about high schools, Larry, I want to mention that this Wednesday, today, make your way over to Kreitz Market for the Crosstown Kickoff Show. Bryan and Consol, the old school, the original Crosstown Showdown.
I don't know how much time we have. Real quickly, today's my day at the Mission. Our church group serves at Twin City Mission on Wednesdays. One of the people who came from another group to volunteer is the father of a safety for A&M Consolidated who's going to be on the radio tonight at the Crosstown thing.
Yeah, there you go.
And the other thing is another person volunteering, Devontae Harris.
Hey.
It's a great kid. Had a nice time with him, so I can give him some props for that.
Yeah, there you go. Should be a good time at the Mission and a good time at the kickoff show there tonight at Kreitz Market at, again, 6 o'clock over there. Go check it out. All right, we're going to go to break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up with the news. Aggie Nation powered by the Eagles. Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.